Governor Walker's budget proposal would force 79,000 elderly in Wisconsin to enroll in the federal government's drug program in order to be eligible for the state prescription program, Senior Care. Sun Prairie Democrat Gary Hebel says the Senior Care program pays for itself and is easy for the elderly to understand.
This is about our seniors, those folks that have taken care of us. This is our opportunity to take care of them. It's absolutely insane that we would take this from them.
Changes to senior care are prohibited without federal approval. Wisconsin Democrats, including Senator Herb Kohl, have written to U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius asking that the program continue as is. Senior care started 11 years ago when lawmakers on both sides of the aisle decided to act. Green Bay Democrat Dave Hansen recalls how some seniors were splitting pills or going without medication because they couldn't afford it.
It was very bipartisan, started by Governor Thompson and signed by Governor McCallum, and probably in my 11 years as a state senator, it's the best thing that we're able to do.
Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald says Republicans are unlikely to back the governor's proposed changes to senior care. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.